did you like that intro?
It was good. What was it all about?
Yeah, well, first of all, High School Musical is one of the best creative, ingenious movies ever created.
But just the first and the third one.
Yeah, the second one was a little tryhard.
It was garbage.
No, it wasn't garbage. Yeah, I was about to say with anything Zac Efron is in, and then I just like started to realize all the movies he's been in. And they're...
Yeah, Neighbors.
Ugh. Okay, we shouldn't just like throw down random movies we didn't like. I never even saw it. Mostly it because the commercial looked like a little too much for me.
Oh, it was horrible. But 13 and went then, on 30 though. So
that's
good.
That's not... He was not in that movie.
What am I thinking
17
of?
Again.
Oh, it's 17 again.
No, and then I was going to say any movie with Vanessa Hudgens is probably good. And then I realized...
What movie?
The only movie I like her in is High School Musical.
No, but she's really good in that pregnant movie that I told you about. She's like pregnant.
Oh, I think I saw that on Netflix.
Yeah, it's so good.
No, she's fine. I just love High School Musical.
So anyway, what was the song?
Well, first of all, it feels so right to be here with you.
Why?
Today, Arturo.
Why? What?
I don't know, just because we haven't done this in a little bit. I'm so sorry. You're feeling absent out there?
Yeah.
Everybody?
I'm alone.
No, I was talking to our main posse.
Oh, your posse?
Yeah. Start of something new. My blog.
What about your blog?
Well, not my blog. I need to start saying webpage because people keep getting confused. They're like, I thought you already had a blog. And I'm like, no, I actually never really had a blog because I never posted on it. I just tricked myself into thinking I did. So that was a lie. But I am launching my new blog tonight. I mean, for real this time. I think I've been saying that for a solid like month.
Are you posting this podcast
yeah,
tonight?
Yeah. This is podcast 3. So you guys can get all caught up. You can listen to all 3 of them because that's only an hour and a half of your life. And we're so fun to hang out with.
An hour and a half?
Yeah, that's like watching a movie though. And we're way better than a movie.
That's true.
Like if you're about to go watch Neighbors, listen to this podcast.
Listen to this instead.
But I've officially changed my name, so if you guys are all a little confused on where I went on Instagram, because I know you guys look me up, like, every single day.
Oh, is it not Olivia Corinne anymore?
Well, I'm going to do it when I launch the site.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, so it's going to be signed Silver Lining, and I keep having to say that over and over again, so it's, like, signed, like, XOXO, signed Silver Lining. Not, like, Gossip Girl, and, like, not, like, XOXO.
So your name
Gossip
is
Girl,
Silver
like,
Lining.
Yeah. I'm yes. Silver Lining. So that's going to be my new .com. I have been coding my blog for kind of coding,
yeah,
having a lot of help from a lot of people, but I couldn't hire a web developer because it was far too expensive. And
so you just learned how to code.
So
yourself.
I just learned how to do it myself and not really coding. Like I'm really not that cool. Just learning how to build a website on WordPress has been the hardest thing ever. Because you want to make it really unique and really different than the templates that you have
okay,
to get.
Okay, so why do I want to go to your blog for?
Because I'm a fun girl.
What's on there? What do I
well,
get?
Well, first of all, this is on there. So I think you probably already hear if you're listening to
oh,
this.
Oh, that's the only way.
This is the only way. And on iTunes.
Well, welcome to the new blog.
Yeah, thank you for coming. Let me know what you think about it. Let me know if you have any critiques or criticism. This is kind of a little bit of a soft opening, still figuring some things out.
No, it's a hard opening.
I mean, I've been definitely procrastinating the past 2 weeks fixing like the tiniest little gaps
two
on the
weeks.
Tiniest little things. But I just want it to be perfect. So now I will officially be able to like market myself in a whole new way, especially our podcast. I'm super excited about this podcast. I feel like I get to just hang out with people and with Arturo, and it's like almost like a little break, like a little break to
yeah.
sit back
and then
talk.
Maybe we could do this eventually on Instagram Live too.
Yeah,
the podcast, like
yeah.
that way people can interact
that
with
would be
us
cool and... Yeah, and speaking of Instagram Live, I mentioned previously that I hate being seen on video. I hate it. It's so weird. Just like how listening to these podcasts, I'm like, who am I? Like, what is my voice? It's disgusting. But I was thinking more and more about doing Instagram Lives because it's not like I have to watch it back and I can just talk to you guys. So if you are interested in seeing an Instagram Live, of, you know, like hair or makeup tutorials or just with me getting ready or even with just us talking. If you have any videography, photography questions, whatever you think, comment below in the comment section or email me and let me know what you guys would like to see. I know that Arturo would be super down to interact with you guys, right?
Yeah.
About like videography and stuff, so.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Cool. Well, that was our intro. I'm sure you all stopped listening to this and started to go to watch High School Musical, but if you're still here, well, we kind of want to start off our podcast with like a little bit of a shout out every week to somebody who has been like inspiring to us, or somebody that maybe that has helped us, in our personal journeys with whatever we're doing, videography, photography, blogging. So I know you all have that one person that you go up and look, at their stuff like every single day. But Arturo, what is, who is somebody that you've really found inspiration from this week to help you along in photography and stuff?
Okay. Well, his name is, hold on. I was actually watching a podcast on him. So his name is Kingy Kings.
What is it?
Kingy Kings.
Oh, Kingy Kings.
Yeah, and he does like a lot of portrait stuff.
Oh, he's really good.
Yeah, he is. Like,
oh, it's what?
Like, it's like really cool stuff. Anyway, but well, I was watching. I was
spell out his handle.
Oh.
So that people can follow him.
It's so. Kingy Kings, like KINGY, and then asterisk.
No, that's not an asterisk. That's a,
okay, hashtag.
Okay, so it's Kingy _ Kings, so KINGY _ Kings.
But I was watching him live, and he was talking about how pretty much he was going through this website, and he saw one of his pictures on their website advertising their products. And he contacted them, and they're like, and he told them, he's like, hey, you guys need to take this down right now. Like, this is my stuff. And they said, oh, yeah, we'll pay you for it. How much do you want to charge us? And then he told them, and then they said, oh, okay, that's a little out of our budget. We'll just find someone else. Anyway, he goes back a week later, it's still up. And so he's like, pretty much, he has a bigger page. It's called Game of Tones.
Oh, I was just looking at that.
Yeah,
oh,
and okay. That's like his main page.
That's like a content creator's like worst nightmare. Yeah. Is seeing your stuff on other people's, because it's so easy nowadays. Well,
it wasn't even, and he said, you know what? He's like, I don't care if your name's like Jamal and you live in like, you know, India and you're just like reposting the picture. You know, that's what he said. He's like, I don't care if you're reposting my picture, whatever. But if you're like a big company that's profiting from posting stuff, you know, obviously, like, it's like, well, where's my cut?
Well, yeah, because it's different if somebody's just shouting you out because they like your stuff, even if they don't tag you. Like, that's kind of flattering, you know, just to be like, oh, I saw my picture on someone's page because they just liked what I was wearing. That's cool. But then all of a sudden you're going on .com and you're seeing your work, your own work, and they're taking credit for it, and that's not cool. No company should ever do that.
Right, and they're advertising with your stuff.
Yeah, that's
it's not even just like your pictures on there. It's like, you know, it has all these things advertising.
Well, it seems like he's doing pretty well for himself, despite that.
Yeah.
Or I guess that's probably why they did it, because he's really good. But what, kind of like what? Why does he like inspire you? Like, what about his photography? Like, if all of you guys are out there and you're on his Instagram page, kind of like what stands out to me the most is like a lot of the lighting and like the editing and stuff.
That's it for me. And you know that, like,
yeah, I just
like
huge.
I just like low light stuff. And then being able to like, I don't know, make the subject stand out with something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm learning.
It's really artistic.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. It's very artistic. And then, you know, on his live streams, you can really tell he puts a lot of work into his pictures. It's not just like he sits there and adds like a, you know, a filter and stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
He really gets detailed with it.
Well, that's cool.
Anyway, what about you?
Well, obviously I have so many bloggers I follow. But definitely one of them that has been really, really cool has been, Stiletto Beats. I know a lot of you guys probably know who she is. She's just super real, and I really like it. And even though she has quite a big following,
120.
Yeah, something like that. Even though she has quite a big following, she always writes me back and always will email me. And even a few weeks ago, she put me on her, like, Instagram, whatever, story, you know, about, you know, favorite bloggers right now or whatever. And that's so flattering coming from her because her style is really cool. And I was watching her Instagram lives last week and she's just really, like, I guess, like, organic. She's engaged right now, isn't she? Yeah. She's getting married in, like, a month, I think. Which is really awesome. But, I was watching one of her Instagram stories, I think, and she was just, like, at the dermatologist with no makeup on, and she's just, like, showing what the dermatologist is doing and just helping other girls out, knowing, like, how that goes and things like that. And I really like that because I feel like so many bloggers are always really, really put together when you see their photos, and even when you see their Instagram lives or their stories, they're always all makeuped and all ready to go, you know? And not that any of them even need that all the time, but I get it. I mean, I'd probably do that too, but right. Stiletto Beats obviously looks great with or without, you know, being all glammed up. But it's really cool to just see her just sitting there, you know, doing her makeup and talking to other bloggers and answering questions. Not to mention her style and, just how she's built her brand has been. It's like one of those things that kind of gets you through, you know, like you feel like you're going to quit. You don't have that many followers, blah, blah, blah. And then you see people like that and you're like, they answered me back. Like, that's so cool. Yeah. Like, I feel so special.
Yeah. I'm famous now.
I'm famous. The little beats talk to me.
I'm friends with a famous person.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's our little segment. What should we call that?
Let's call it the influencer of the week.
Inspiration station.
It is.
And then I think we actually don't really have any questions, mostly because I haven't launched my blog, mostly because no one knows about this podcast, and mostly because I didn't ask anyone for questions this week. So that's fun. So I think we wanted to do a little bit of some pro tips on
pro
because we're professional.
Professional.
Super professional. About, I guess I'm like no professional at all. I'm like sitting here with like leggings camera? With like my hair up. I'm like,
well, I'll let's ask chat. You like, hey, what camera are we taking your pictures with? You don't even know.
Oh my goodness.
What is it?
It's a Canon 6D with a 4mm lens.
With the what?
Oh, a 4mm? 40mm lens.
A 40mm?
Shoot! What is it?
A 4mm?
1.4!
A 1.4 what?
Millimeter lens!
Oh my gosh. No. Oh man. No, no, you're good.
Wait, what is it?
It's a 50mm.
1.4. Okay, so I wasn't like super off.
At first you were.
At first I really was.
4mm would be like.
Okay, stop. I'm embarrassed.
It would be like you could see everything.
I'm embarrassed. I don't do well under pressure. Like whenever I like have to do things on stage or like perform in front of people, I literally freak out.
No one's so, even listening
yeah,
to this.
Yeah, everyone's listening. Everybody and their mother is listening to this. But I do know that I have a Canon and I do know that we're using Sony's for our wedding. Stuff.
So
anyway, just like a little bit. Just do like a minute or 2 minutes.
2 minutes of what?
Like a pro tip for maybe people that have just gotten a DSLR. What's like the first thing that you would tell them? Let's say about lighting.
Leave the ISO at 100, no matter what.
See, that's good.
No matter what, just leave it at ISO at 100.
Keep really? No matter what?
Yeah.
No matter the situation. Really.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
if it's like completely dark out.
If it obviously, but but like you don't want to, if you're turning up the ISO, you're going to make your picture super grainy and they're going to be super bright, I guess. I know there's a lot more to it, but ISO 100 is a good place to
be. Okay, and for people that are just doing iPhone photography, which side note, I just found out one of my favorite bloggers, you know the one that just cut her hair really short, spirit for my future hair. Sazan Hendricks. Hopefully that's how you say your name because I know you're listening. She's amazing. She has 770,000 followers. She said today 90% of her pictures are taken with an iPhone. So that really inspired me to get out of my head a little bit personally and be like, if we're out and about,
Yeah, be okay with it.
Be okay with it. But at the same time, I'm also kind of just starting out, so I don't know if I would want to do that. But regardless of that, so let's say somebody wants to, all they have right now
is just an iPhone photography. I don't know if I could give any really good advice.
Yeah, there's so much you could say.
But I think the best advice I could give is, because there's no like real focus on
iPhones. You can focus on an iPhone, and you can turn up the lighting thing too when you tap on the screen.
Right. No, I get that, but I mean, like, as far as like the bokeh goes, like the blurriness.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not gonna get that unless you have a really good lens anyway.
Right.
You could even have a DSLR and not even get that.
That's true, but I think that the main thing would be like, just like set your shot up, like the landscape, like what's the background gonna be like, or make it about something, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think having a good background, you know, I know a lot of people base a lot of their pictures maybe like on a white brick wall or like a white background, or they'll do it all in the same spot too, and I think that helps. And it helps kind of if you're doing something, like you're at lunch, so you're sitting at a table and you want to showcase your shoes, you know, cross your shoes over and kind of talk about that a little bit. Or you're in a store shopping and something like that. But always get good lighting. That's the thing. Don't ever try and do photos with yellow light. And if you do, try and edit it out. Because yellow light is so bad.
So it's blue.
Yeah. So just try and always get next to like windows or natural lighting. And if you are outside and it's too bright, then try and go in the shade. Right? Is that a bad tip?
No, but... But what if you can't? Like,
if you can't go to the shade?
Yeah, what if you can't find shade?
Then you need to have a light behind you.
That's good. Yeah. See, that's good.
So if it's super sunny, because I know a lot of bloggers are in LA. We're not. We're in Oregon. So, I mean, it's overcast at least 3 days out of the week until summer. But if you live in Oregon, I mean, shoot. If you live in LA or a lot of sunny places, I guess the sun's always going to be overhead. So make sure that that's not shining right in your face, because that's what's going to give you that like really overexposed face, and you don't want that. You want that to be behind you. You also, side note, you can also get lenses for your iPhone. I don't think that they're amazing, but I think that if you can't afford a DSLR right now or even a computer to edit your stuff, don't let that stop you, and go research some good lenses. I should do that and get back to you guys about it, because I think that would be a good tool to have for even things like maybe you're in the airport and you're traveling and you don't have time to get out your full camera. Things like that, I think, would be really nice.
Yeah. There's a lot of commitment to buying like a full frame.
Yeah, there really is, guys. I mean, I don't think I would have been able to do it unless Arturo was already a photographer. He already had the camera that we had until it got stolen. But he already had Disneyland. One. Yeah, seriously. But so we got really lucky. But anyway, we've talked about that before. So there's your pro tips. Work on lighting, work on your setting, and work on getting those good editing apps that I talked about in the last podcast, because those will help you out a lot. What else are we talking about this week? This week was crazy.
Yeah, it was so busy.
It was, and it wasn't at the same time.
It was, like, full of nothing.
It was, like, disappointing. It was, like, a really disappointing week. I slacked.
Oh, happy 420, guys.
Is it 420 today?
Yeah.
Happy 420.
I'm so sad because I wanted to post today is...
Tell me.
I wanted to post the only thing I'm smoking today is tires, and have someone video my E36 doing a burnout. But yeah,
that would have been awesome.
But it's not running at the moment. Wait, that would have been so cool, because everyone's all like, oh yeah, pot.
Anyway, pot talk.
Huh?
I can't whistle, so. So it's 420, apparently, so.
It just gets really awkward.
Yeah, this week has kind of been actually kind of hard. I mean, to be honest, I slacked this week a lot. I haven't really posted on my Instagram a whole lot, which is like really disappointing in myself. Mostly because I actually have been working on finalizing everything with my blog, because I think that's kind of like number one. And I actually have a shoot to post, but it's the shoot that I'm opening up my blog with. So I want to wait so I can say, like, link in bio, like the thing that you read and you like feel super like snazzy. Oh, look at my new blog. I'm not going to tell you what I'm wearing at all, so that if you want to know, you have to go to my blog page. So link in bio. Oh my gosh, am I right, ladies? Like, just tell me what you're wearing, you know? Like, I don't want to have to go and read through all of your crap to get to the very end of your blog page to see what you're wearing. But I'm going to do that to you.
That's how you get the money.
You got to do what you got to do. Yeah. So, I got to just accept it. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's what I've been doing. And also, been working at my day job a lot. And I picked up an extra shift to open for somebody again. So, I work 4 out of my 5 shifts. And I just really can't do it anymore because I'm just so tired. By the time I come home, I can't even like get ready for pictures. So I've just been learning to balance my time a little bit better and trying to figure out like what's my priority, I guess.
Your blog.
My blog, 100%, is my priority, even if I'm not getting paid for it yet. It has to be.
Yeah.
You gotta spend money to make money, honey.
Yep, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Well...
So this week for you?
Yeah, it's been like good and bad. Good in the way with like work, I guess.
Because you've been working a lot.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
But also like bad because my car, like I tried to fix something, but I made it worse. And then...
He's a car guy, by the way, guys, if you wanted to know. He is a really fast car. He's like a race car. If you want to know more about that, comment below and he'll talk your ear off about it, I'm sure.
No, I that's why I'm trying to be very careful with the words I use, because if I can't like trigger myself.
Trigger you. Yeah.
I can't like say, you know, one of the words like, you know, like T-U-R-B-O. Like I can't say that word. Or like, you know, like B. M.
P. M.
B. M.
O. W.
Oh, W. You triggered me. Now I gotta go off. No, just I don't know. And so I'm just kind of bummed. I got it. It got stuck like halfway up the road from my house, so I had to kind of push it to my house from there.
Oh, that's.
It kind of sucked.
Sounds like a good workout, though.
It was very good workout, and I was wearing my Aldos, so.
So that was fun.
So that was fun. Yeah. So, yeah, it's just kind of sitting in my driveway in the back. And, yeah, so it's been good. And then, also, I posted on my Instagram, finally, because I hardly ever post. But this week, I made, like, a video and just
wrote some stuff. His Instagram is Mr. Is it Author Arthur?
Yeah.
Or is it Arthur? Arthur.
You know what? I never know. I actually never know.
It's really confusing, his name is, because I never know what it is. So it's Mr. Author Arthur. So MrAuthorArthur. So Mr. Author Arthur, he has a like, really cool page, guys. So thanks. Go follow him. He's got some really cool photography. So his editing style, for his photos is like completely opposite of my editing style. But it's the same person behind the lens. So it just goes to show you how important editing and how important setting up the shot is. He also does a lot of his own kind of like freelance videography stuff where he just shoots some stuff and puts it together, and it's super cool. And that's very different than our wedding videography. So go follow him.
Yeah, that'd be cool, guys. That'd be tight. So if I see like an extra follower, I'll know it's you. I'll be like, hey, babies.
Ew. No, it's BBs.
Oh, hey, BBs.
Hey, BBs. So, that's our week. What kind of stuff do you guys, like, need to prioritize? Like, what do you guys struggle with? For all of you out there having a day job.
Who are listening. Everyone.
Who are listening. Blogging. Or maybe even just our content creator. Trying to create a business. How do you guys set aside time, but also do your best effort at your normal job? Because I know whenever I walk into my day job, even if I am just, like, a manager, a coffee shop, or I'm a barista, like, I'm gonna do it to the best of my ability because I'm there and that's my job. But sometimes I think you have to take a step back and be like, well, where do I want to be in 5 years, you know? And how do I want to put my time in? Because I know Arturo sees that. He sees me exhausted, like, 24/7. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just don't really know what to do. I don't know what to choose.
Right. No, yeah. I mean, and it just comes down to, like, ultimately, that's the least important part. The most important part is just doing it. You know, like, yeah. if you're just gonna, like, sit around and be like, well, I'd really like to do that, and you've made cool content, and you actually like it, and you're happy with it, but you're just, like, so afraid that you weren't gonna be able to replicate, like, the same amount, like, the quality of it, you know, it's, like, you're never gonna get around to it, you know, it's, like, everyone has time. There is always time.
Yeah, it's true.
To do it. And it's, like, you know, yeah, you're gonna be a little more tired and, you know, whatnot, but it's, like, I mean, even me, it's, like, I definitely have time to go out and take more pictures and do stuff, but I don't, just because I'm so afraid that, like, you know, and seeing other people's, you know, pictures and stuff just kind of discourages me. I'm, like, well, they're already, like, the best in the world, so why should I care? Yeah. But I know that's the same with you, too. It's, like, you see other people who have, like, a million followers, and you're, like...
Yeah, it's, like, the worst feeling ever. Because you could be, like, super happy with where you're at and your content and everything, and then just look at somebody else who has even 100,000, 500, a million followers, and you're, like, I'm never gonna get there. Like, yeah. How is that possible? Yeah. How do you get a million people to follow a fashion blog? Like, I don't get that. It's amazing, but it's really hard to compare yourself.
It's amazing, really.
It really is. But yeah, I think any tips you guys have for me on some stuff that you do to help out with prioritizing your time, because I get that there is always time, but sometimes there is kind of a wall that you hit with being like, I'm literally so exhausted, I can't move, you know, and that has been happening to me a lot. So I don't know if maybe I should work one shift later a week, or maybe not stay that extra hour that I feel like I should at work, you know, doing extra work in the back. Maybe I should come home and work on stuff. Things like that. I just don't know what to do, really, about it.
Right. Yeah, well, is that what we're going to wrap it up with?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I know that this was kind of just like a thrown together blog, but now, or podcast, but now that we're launched, I'm really excited to see all of the comments, hopefully, and all of the emails, hopefully. So write us
swarming in.
Swarm on in, guys. But seriously,
they're gonna.
But seriously, if you ever have any questions about literally anything, even it could be the most random question in the entire world, we will answer it. Yeah. And again, let me know about Instagram Live. And also, if you've listened to this podcast, DM me and let me know, because that'll make me super excited. Yay.
Yeah, if you DM Olivia, she will send you $1 in Venmo. And tell her that you listened to this.
Wait.
Olivia, $13,000.
No, I don't have that.
$13,000.
No. Let's just go ahead and just say that. We'll send a bunch of, like, heart and cat and unicorn emojis, though.
Personalized
towards you.
Your Instagram. It'll be, yep, like, oh, her Instagram is very pink and flowery. You're going to send,
kind of like pink and flowers. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, well, we have officially called ourselves Me and You Media. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. And as always,
but have a good one.
Signed, Silver Lining.
Oh, yeah, okay, that was what it was.
Okay.